my suggestion is 11-point field goal.
You guys ready for this? Seems like we're overmatched.
I know, we're down. We're down 0-40. Whew. That's pretty down as far as I know about this game.
Yes.
It's pretty down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll confirm.
When you go down 0-40 in soccer, it's at a certain point you're almost going the other direction, like for a record for like the largest loss.
Yeah, I didn't know this was possible. Whew. Yeah. Oh man.
Look, when we started this team, we knew there would be some hard times. You don't take a bunch of people who've never played soccer before and enter them into the World Cup and just expect it to work. But, you know, we got this far.
Yeah, I mean, those guys in the suits came to us and said, we'll give you $40 million if you enter the World Cup and make a fool of yourself in front of everyone. And we just kind of took them at their word.
I certainly did. I mean, they have put a lot of money on us. The odds are...
agenda, obviously. They just want us to do well.
Sure. I hope so. Yes. You know what, coach? You're like a general in an army. I would follow you into battle. I would die for you. I'm putting my life in your hands. And those people that bet on us, if they lose money and something bad happens to one of us, me, for example, I want you to know that it was worth it. It was worth it to serve under your command.
I appreciate that. I mean, I was originally your squash coach, and it was very odd that they asked us, a squash team, to do this. But I mean, if it'll bring more money into the Y, I do appreciate. I appreciate, Glenn, that you really believe in me,
Coach Henley. I gotta say, I'm with Glenn. There's not another coach in the world, anywhere, who could turn a squash team. Like, you remember when we started? We didn't even know how to use our feet. All we could do was hit things with rackets.
Yeah.
You did, and it took a very long time to remember that this is a game. You really play it with your feet.
I know. I struggled so much. I didn't tell you this, but I'll tell you now.
Yeah.
Tell me.
You remember that first practice, the first time I kicked the ball and it went forward?
Yes.
That was the happiest day of my life.
Well, I was at the pits. I had never been so low. I thought that playing squash was all it took to be successful in this life, and you threw us into this new situation, the $40 million, all that stuff, whatever. I was here kicking things. And you know what? My body just wasn't made to kick. I knew it in my bones. And I was about to give up. I was ready to give up right then. And you know what? I looked up at you on that dark night. You silhouetted by the floodlights.
Mm.
And I saw that determination. That belief you had in us.
Yeah.
And I put one foot in front of the other and I kicked that ball forward. And it's only because of you. It's only because of you.
You, Coach Emily. You. You're like the full moon that brings the wolf out of us. If you inspire us, we'll do it.
We did try that one time to see if we could turn you all into werewolves that one time to see if that would help. I did see the movie Teen Wolf and I got a little inspired. And so I made you all drink those dog hairs, and I'm sorry it did not work out. Apparently that movie is not factual in any way.
Coach, why tell me again, wait, so that Gatorade you gave us earlier was full of hair, and now we're just sitting, you said we need to go out and sit naked in the woods in the middle of the night, the full moon? Like, I'm just curious about this one.
This seems highly unusual.
Like a real soccer girl.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You know, I love sometimes if you have an old friend who is a scientist that makes, and he gives you a car and you can go back and make sure that your parents meet up. It's like that. That happened to a good friend of mine, Michael J. Fox, and this is a technique that I also got from him. So you gotta try this Gatorade, boys.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, man. it's really hair-flavored.
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, it's one thing that we are the first non-professional squash team, soccer team, presented by country in the World Cup this summer. But it's another thing if we're the first wolf-human hybrid squash team, unrepresented by any country but the moon.
That's right, Coach. Coach Emily, assistant coach, Doc Brown over here. The thing is, desperate situations call for desperate measures, and I've never tried this on human beings, but I suppose under your guidance and this control group that you call a squash / soccer team, maybe we can make scientific history together. Huh.
Thank you, Doc Brown. I knew that I could count on you in this, and when you came to me with your hair all unkempt, saying I had to come to your lab in the middle of the night because you had an idea of how we could win, I really did believe in you.
Yes, believing in me is believing in science and experimentation and taking huge, potentially life-threatening risks in the name of sport. Yes.
Exactly. You know,
Coach Emily.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to alarm you, Coach Emily. Coach Doc Martin. Doc Martin.
Doc Brown. Yes.
I'm feeling a little weird. I'm feeling a little weird.
Describe how you're feeling.
Well, you know, it's just it's getting really the moon's really big right now, and I'm feeling kind of itchy everywhere. I feel like I'm growing a lot of hair, and maybe just a little bit of fangs, just a little. Like my teeth feel real long all of a sudden.
That's quite natural, son. Think of it as like a puberty that's happening rapidly, except instead of growing into a man, you're growing into a beast. Totally normal.
Yeah, it does look like you might be having some kind of allergic reaction.
Oh, I told you I would do anything. I would follow you to the ends of this earth to make this team work. But I'm real scared right now. This is not what I was expecting from this late night surprise practice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm throwing everything, just like the game squash. I'm throwing everything at the wall.
Yeah, I'm not
That's
really
what you
like.
Always taught us.
Yeah, you gotta try everything. Now listen, you gotta center yourself as the change happens.
Yes, let it wash over you. And if you want to run to the top of some cliff and howl at the moon with two other of your wolf brothers, well, you know, just follow your instincts. Maybe that's natural.
Coach, I gotta run. I'll be back. I don't know when, but I gotta run.
And you know, what was amazing is that that was Chihuahua hairs. And Barry, he turned into a little Chihuahua, and it was amazing, but it was not very helpful in the game of soccer.
Adorable. You know, he's quite cute.
Adorable. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really trying, guys.
Hello.
Oh, it's cute. Hello. Not even full moon, but it's nice to be here in Barcelona while you're all howling.
See that
when one person in the pack starts, you gotta go.
Hello.
You gotta go along.
All right. Everyone, halftime is almost over. We gotta think of some other ideas. We gotta think of how we can pull up our lead more.
Coach Emily.
Yeah.
You are not just an inspiration to me, but an inspiration to humanity.
Are you talking about my Nobel Prize?
I am talking about one of your many Nobel Prizes. If anyone can pull this off, it is you.
All right, well, I mean, that was sort of a mix-up by the Nobel Committee, but nonetheless, I did appreciate it.
If nature required it, I would follow you like a lemming over a cliff, because my nature is to follow you wherever you go, Coach. You can do it. You will do it for us.
All right, Glenn, you can't follow me into the bathroom, all right? We've talked about this.
But, Coach, you're my inspiration. I want to pee like you pee. I want to poop like you poop.
I know, but we are here. We are here right now. Where they give out the Nobel Prizes here in Stockholm. I don't know. I'm very jet lagged. You gotta go back to your seat. You can't follow me into the bathroom. You have to find your own way.
I just want to bask in the glory of your shadow, even though it is as bright as the sun. But yeah, I'll be sitting over here if anyone needs me.
Okay.
Worshipping you from afar.
All right. All right.
All right, everyone. We are here to announce the winners and recipients of the 2006 Nobel Awards. I know you are all very excited and suspenseful to hear who has been selected this year, and it is my great honor to read out the award winners. So,
oh boy.
Without further ado, Bronson, will you bring to me the envelope?
Yeah. Yes. Here's the official envelope.
All right. And it looks as though the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature is... Excuse me for just... I know you're all very excited, but excuse me for just one moment.
And that is a commercial break. We are coming to you live from the Nobel Prize ceremony, brought to you by Honda Civic. All right, let's go back to the action.
Yes.
Bronson. It just says Coach Emily on for every one of them. Just like... It's just... She's on there like 100 times. For each prize, like 100 times.
Very contentious Nobel Prize ceremony. Isn't that right, Carol?
That's right. Little known fact, the Honda Civic is a smooth and silky ride. You'll feel like you are gliding on a river of sunshine.
Much like a Honda Civic, it seems like there's a clear winner every year. Last year, a little-known YMCA squash coach won the whole all of the Nobel Prizes. Some people said it was an error. Some people said it was maybe an act of God, maybe the act of the time machine. But all we can see is if that has changed this year.
Okay, Bronson, just...
Yes.
Just bring me the backup butters, all right? You've got the backup butters? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Sorry for that slight mix-up, but I know that you all have come here for a long way and are ready to hear this most important announcement. This is the backup butter. We make two copies. Okay. Well... It's my great honor to announce that the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature is... Oh my god, not again! Bronson.
And speaking of Honda Civics...
Emily Sharpton. Coach... 100 times again!
It's... Speaking of Honda Civics, you see Coach Emily waiting in the sidelines like a purring car in a gilded garage. I would say... she is the Honda Civic of civic personalities and
gift to the world. Yeah, we also see in corner, Gabriel Garcia Marquez crying because he knows he's going to go to Coach Emily. I came all, yeah.
The Toyota Tercel.
Just come up here, Emily.
Yep.
Scientist.
Just come up here on stage already. Yeah. Emily Sharpton, you already know you've won them all. We've got a whole basket full of prizes back behind the stage for you. Just come up on stage.
Oh my God! I hope she mentions me in her thank you speech.
Oh man. Oh.
You just come up here and tell us all how you are the best person who wins all the Nobel Prizes every year.
I see a lot of people. Hi, Stephen. Hi again, Stephen
Hawking.
Hey, and hi, everybody. Big fan of everybody's work. And I just want to say that I couldn't have done it without my squash team. My
Yay!
Boys. Yeah, there they are.
Oh,
there
my God.
Are. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them's a chihuahua. Yeah, some part of the time. I did notice you have the ceremony during a full moon.
Tears are running down my chihuahua cheeks.
You know, we printed out 3 pizza words. Just be hopeful. And you won all 3 of them. Here, take them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how I'm going to carry all these home. I guess in my squash bag, that makes sense.
Looks like Coach Emily has quite a conundrum there with the heavy statues and the only trunk I think big enough to hold such a honor is the Honda Civic.
Brought to right. Me. Yes. You think, you know, us Swedes here would be recommending you get a Volvo, but no, we cannot stress enough that the Honda Civic is the car of the Nobel Prize Committee.
Yes. Enjoying my new ride, aren't you?
Oh, I'm as soon as we're done with this silly awards, I'm getting in a Honda Civic and I'm going all the way to Finland.
In America's most generic car, Honda Civic.
You know, Coach Emily, we were there for you in that crowd too.
Yeah.
We knew you were going to win all of those. We knew that you couldn't lose.
Yeah, Coach.
You never lose. And that's why you can't lose now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's almost like someone in a time machine is changing history so that I never lose, and it's getting scary.
Don't look at me. I'm just doing something over here with this car. Continue.
Oh, hey, Doc Brown.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Hello. Yeah, I'm wearing a lab coat. I have a headband and wild hair. That's my look.
Doc Brown, when we met, that was a special night. It really was.
Oh, yes.
In 1953.
Inexplicably, I was the same. I looked like that was the same age.
Yeah,
no one's doing anything weird here.
You look the same age, and you haven't aged at all. But, you know, I don't like to ask questions in general.
That's the best way to go through life, I found.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, man. Right, we were at that high school rock and roll concert.
Nice to meet you, Coach. What did you say your name was?
Coach Emily. Ah. I'm 13 years old.
Wow, you're the same age as my friend Marty over here.
Oh, hi. Hi, Marty.
Hey, Doc.
What are you wearing? Some kind of life preserver that it might be fashionable in 40 years?
No, this is just a totally normal 1950s blazer, but definitely brought out by my nicest jacket for this event.
Oh, great. That is wonderful. Listen, you know, I just feel like as a 13-year-old future squash coach hopeful at the YMCA,
yes.
I just feel like I never really get a chance to win. I mean, my older siblings always win at Monopoly and checkers, and I'm never in the spotlight, and I just hope one day I'll be able to win at something.
Sounds like you need to go back to a different future.
I'm sorry. You said Back to the Future?
What a weird thing to say.
That doesn't make any sense as a sentence.
It certainly does not, syntactically. Nor does this almanac from some different year. In any case, maybe we can collaborate.
Again, I don't want to ask any questions about this. That's my rule, is I do not ask questions, so I say yes.
Oh, that's the spirit.
You have a blank check to do whatever you want in my life.
You know,
going forward.
You know, Emily.
Hey, yes. Doc.
Yeah.
Doc, come here for a second.
Sure, Marty.
I thought you told me that we can't mess with anyone in the past. That we had to make sure it all stayed the same. Otherwise, the future might just be something totally different.
We can't unless it's something super
really
good for us.
This?
What's that?
You're really gonna do it? You're just gonna play with the hands of fate and time and make up some kind of new future for us to go back to?
Take a look at this picture, Marty. You see something weird about it? Yeah. You're fading. Listen, man.
No.
Listen.
Why? What's happening?
I already did go back and fuck with the past. We gotta fix it at this point. We're doing damage control.
Oh my god. So, you're saying that by making this 13-year-old Coach Emily into a world-class YMCA squash coach slash perhaps even soccer coach?
Yes.
We could save my life and prevent me from vanishing?
Marty, if her future team, which is a squash team, does not defeat the Brazilians in the Olympics in soccer, you will disappear from the world as we know it. Do what you gotta do.
That's so smart. There's just one thing I gotta tell you, though, first.
Sure.
My parents totally said that they only had me because of that one person winning, like, 100,000 Nobel Prizes every year. Like, that was pretty much what inspired their relationship, as well as the soccer pit championships.
Well, you'll want to go back into the, future and change that as well.
We just go around changing anything all willy-nilly, however it suits us.
It's like we broke a vase and we have to put it back together. You might cut a finger, but you need that vase to hold water. Cool metaphor, huh?
I understand. Definitely understand.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. Just tell me what to do and we'll get this done.
Well, according to
feel like I've only got maybe like an hour and a half left.
Yeah. Yeah, there goes your leg. According to my calculations, you've already fixed the Oscars. The last thing to fix is this soccer game. Why don't you go talk to the coach?
All right.
I mean, Emily, who is younger than you right now in this timeline.
But older than me in reality.
Yes.
Like by a lot.
You try to figure it out, your mind will bend into a pretzel and cannibalize itself. Just do what comes naturally, son.
So, Coach, Emily, yeah. Do you know my Coach or Emily?
Either one. I don't ask questions of my parents about what I'm called.
Well, I mean, you know, I think sometimes that's for the best. You don't want to question things that, you know, have been set upon you like that, like a name like Coach. It's such an inspirational kind of name, don't you think?
I think so. I feel like I could inspire people.
Man, I mean, I think you've inspired me, like, just already, just through meeting you tonight.
Oh.
I could run ultra marathon.
All right, I believe it.
Oh my god, Coach, there's like 3 minutes left on the clock, which in soccer is like 3 seconds. I am so scared. I've been only playing squash. So my one hand is bigger than the other and my legs are tiny like a crab, and yet we have to somehow score 40 points. What are we going to do?
Listen, again, ever since the 1950s, I've never risen up past my post as a coach of the YMCA squash team, and yet I have never lost, so I'm not familiar with this sensation.
Well,
I don't know. Am I going to have to question it for us to be able to win?
I will follow you wherever your questions lead, hopefully to answers. And also, the new kid, his, not for nothing, but his hand disappeared. So there's that.
Oh, that's not, well, he doesn't need that hand. All
right. That's right. You don't use your hands in soccer.
You don't, remember, boys, you don't use your hands in soccer.
Spoken like a true coach.
Yeah. All right. So we need some kind of final, real Hail Mary move to win this game. And I think what we need to do is see if you all run fast enough a lot across this field.
Yes.
Maybe you will reverse the turning of the earth, and we'll go back to the point where we had more of a shot of winning.
Here goes nothing!
And here at the Stockholm Honda Civic World Cup in Barcelona.
Yes.
Again.
That's right.
Again, we've merged both of them. We are so excited to see those players now 100,000 times.
Nothing brings the world to
Coach Emily versus the Brazilian men's soccer team.
Well, I'll tell you something. Nothing goes better together than soccer and Nobel Prizes if it's not peanut butter and jelly. And I don't know if you noticed this, but this other announcer guy, tell me about those clocks. They're spinning in a... Well, I'll leave it to you. I'm going to throw it to Chris on the field.
Yeah, I feel my hair shrinking back into my head.
All right, thank you all from the office up there. We've got what we consider to be a very strange situation on the field right now. I don't think this is going to be much like any other World Cup Nobel Prize Barcelona-Stockholm merged soccer game that you've ever seen before on live TV, folks. No. It appears that the Plainview YMCA team is attempting to run really, really quickly.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
Think that they could do it, given.
Did you notice that you seem to be aging rapidly backward, as if going back in time, as if time itself is moving backward? I mean, that suit is now too large for you, and your mustache is gone, and, look, what's the opposite of male pattern baldness?
I gotta say, I haven't felt this young in, like, a dozen years at least, and I feel like it's just getting younger and younger as every moment goes on. And the other team, you know, they were playing so strongly ahead, the Barcelona men's soccer team. But now they all just seem to be running backwards and in weird patterns, things that you've not normally seen on a soccer field.
I'm running backward in weird patterns! I feel like I can defy gravity, and time is endless! Woohoo! I just scored 10 times in the matter of seconds!
Yeah, Glenn, go for it!
Coach, this is all because of you! Here, I'm gonna pass to you, new kid without the hand!
Alright. I just scored 30 times, or 20 times all at once!
It's crazy!
It goes and goes. Time is crazy right now.
Alright, boys, now speed it up now that we have more points. Keep scoring, and they have less points. Now speed up time the other direction.
Now I'm spinning the other way like a foosball player, just scoring goals rapidly. In the other direction.
Me too.
I kind of feel, I don't know about you, but I feel like the players are now going in the right direction and I'm getting older.
Yes.
Mustache is growing very long.
I'm losing all my hair down here on the field. I'm losing it again.
My Honda Civic has so much mileage on it, yet it continues to run like a top. However,
down here on the field, I gotta give you a quick update of all this timing nonsense that's going on.
Yes, Chris.
I looked at the score and it's, quite suddenly, it's 39-40.
It comes
and now
down
it's 40-40.
One moment.
It's just down to this. One moment. And suddenly, I don't know about you guys up in the box, but it feels like time has stopped.
Here I go!
Go for it, Glenn!
Kick! Slow motion!
You can do it!
Soccer ball flying through air! Bounce off head!
Oh, it bounced off the wall! Oh, like a squash ball! And it's heading towards the goal!
At this rate, it is just like a squash ball.
Oh my god!
We gotta say the YMCA team. They pulled it off.
They won!
And that is the sound of the local YMCA in the crowd. Really, really celebrating. This is a big win for the Plainview YMCA. They had, and their first time at the World Cup.
And that kid with the missing hand somehow is, it's whole again. He's just staring at it in shock awe.
Yep. Well, it's been a wild ride. Time going forward and backward, but you know what always will bring you forward no matter what?
What's that?
Nice, pre-owned, 2014 Honda Civic.
Heads up, I just threw you the keys.